ओम शांति। डिड यू एंजॉय यस्टरडे बाबा? वेरी मच। ही वॉज गिविंग सो मच लव, रिमाइंडिंग अस अगेन एंड अगेन अबाउट आवर एलिवेटेड फॉर्च्यून। वी ऑल एंजॉय। आई वॉज थिंकिंग such God sustenance, only we fortunate souls experience in life. This is such a beautiful sustenance of God that throughout the kalpa we would be remembering it, loving Baba, calling Him, wanting to meet Him again and again. So much love, very pure vibrations. So yesterday, although Baba was mentioning, remember your great fortune, be in the awareness of your elevated fortune, and second thing was, be ever happy. Sometime, Baba told, give this word back to me. Give this word. Forever. So I thought that I would say something to you about how to be ever happy. But topic is, at the end Baba spoke, you have to follow Brahma Baba in his renunciation, tapasya, intense meditation and service. When I heard this in Baba's murli, many thoughts came up in my mind, because I saw Baba and I know about his subtle renunciation of life. How he was not only very simple, but his life was full of renunciation. And I can say in one line in the beginning, nothing for self, everything for children. Nothing for self. He was true mother, father, just as in Lokik. Parents look after children, give everything to them. They are happy if children are happy. They are happy if children are worthy, well, capable, in good position. Our Baba, it's so great, so sweet. He wants to see us ever happy. So in order to become ever happy, I would say, I want to give you churning. Make a 5-point plan for self. And just follow that plan. On the basis of that plan, practice to be very happy all the time. So in brief, I would say, different situations, negativity, problems, mutual clash, so many things come on the way. Everyone has to face many negative things in life. So you should keep 5 powerful points so that you can remain free from the effect of anything, whatever happens in life. Sister Mange is sitting in front of me. She had to pass through many operations, but she was very happy. I appreciated her stage always. She was very happy, Mange from Singapore. So, one very critical situation is health problem. Sometimes we lose our happiness because of our ill health. We must plan which thought we must create in our mind so that at the time of illness we can give good vibrations to our body and remain happy. Second thing, mutual clash. In such situation, keep 2-3 points in front of you, avoid clash. Thirdly, very important thing, when a person has to face insult, someone disregards again and again, at that time, everyone can lose happiness. We have to learn what to keep in mind at that time, so that his insulting word, take us to self-respect. Fourthly, many negative situations, problems come in our life, many problems, unexpected test papers in life. Keep 1-2 points in your mind, that at that time I will see this, I will remember this, I will create such thoughts and will remain ever happy. Likewise, sometime we miss our Amrit Vela, we can't do what Baba says, so we are unhappy. In such situation too, we have to maintain our happiness. Suppose, one day, you missed Amrit Vela, you missed 1 hour yoga, and you lose happiness for next 23 hours. It's not a wise thing. If we miss 1 hour, we should learn how to enjoy next 23 hours in life. So this way, in some situations, we have to be very easy. In some situations, we have to remember self-respect. In some situations, just remember one thing, I achieved God, the Supreme. If I lose everything in my life, still I am most fortunate, I am very happy as God came down to me. Today's Murli, morning Murli, you can remember many things of bringing happiness in our life. Baba was saying, I came down to you children with a beautiful gift of heaven. I will make you ever healthy, perfectly wealthy, ever happy, 4,000s of years. Remember such things. So on the subtle level, these were 5 situations, you can create your own good thoughts, but for your whole life, write down at least 10 good thoughts from Baba's Murli, which can keep you ever happy. Just as one is, Baba is with me, God is with me. Second thought is, I am the most fortunate person in the world. No one is like me. This way, you can note down your own 10 thoughts of happiness. Thoughts of happiness. That this thought, this thought, this thought will bring happiness in my life. Now, renunciation, tapasya, and service. I would like to ask one question. How many of you are satisfied with your yoga? Yes, please. And how many of you want to become perfect in yoga? I know. Yoga is our important subject. If we are perfect in yoga, we are perfect in everything. If yoga is easy, life is easy. If yoga is easy, problems are easy. If yoga is easy, relationships are easy and sweet. But renunciation is the base of our yoga tapasya. So here is inner link. Renunciation in Hindi, beautiful word you can learn, tyag. Tyag. T-Y-A-G. Tyag. Tyag, tapasya, and for service, word is seva. Thoda aur piche. Acha, ghum raha hai na, phir chalega. So renunciation, intense meditation, and service. We can think like this. Renunciation becomes the base of intense tapasya. And intense tapasya is the foundation for this success of service. So if we have got the power of renunciation, we will become easy, powerful yogi. And when we are powerful yogi, our vibrations are very pure. Our vibrations become very attractive, then many souls will come to Baba. We will experience success in service. Baba has mentioned one important thing many times in Avyakta Murali. The success of service depends upon the vibrations of the instrument soul, and the vibrations of that service place, center. So vibrations play most important role in the success of service. Even we all, personally, individually, are the responsible for Baba's service. Baba always says, your face and your good stage, your actions will attract many souls to Baba. If we give knowledge everywhere, we organize many programs of service, but our life is not full of renunciation and tapasya, we will find service very hard. We will have to spend lot of money, time and energy and less result. But if we have got the power of renunciation in our life, so this renunciation will bring a glow on our face, shining on our face. In Hindi, there is a beautiful saying, Tyag se tej aata hai. Renunciation brings glow, shining on the face. So we have to become easy renunciate. We have not to renounce earth and home, we know. We have not to renounce our work, our duty, our responsibility, our families, we know. We have to do everything which are important in our life, for our body, for our family. But we have to renounce few things. I can make a list. We all will make a list of subtle renunciation. And all have to work on them. It's not a class only, but we have to work. First renunciation is the renunciation of ego of intellect. Ego of intellect. The biggest wall, barrier on our way. A person who has the ego of intellect in life cannot enjoy spiritual life. Ego of intellect is like poison in our life, which makes our thoughts, which makes our relationship very poisonous. We spoil everything. We cannot enjoy Baba's Murli. So first renunciation you have to work on is check. First check. Observe yourself. Where? On which level do I have the ego of intellect? We have to make our intellect very divine. Very divine and refined. If we want to enjoy spirituality, we need very refined and divine intellect. Through this intellect, we can visualize all three worlds, all four eras, golden age, took iron age. We can visualize everything, and the day will come when all good yogi souls will come to visualize their 84 births. What were their parts in whole cycle? They will come to know it easily. So in order to make our intellect very divine, very clean, we have to wash off it, make it clean. And ego is the main factor. Second ego, very subtle, which we have to work on all the time, renunciation of I-ness and mine. I and my. I and my. In Hindi we say, mera, tera. Main, mera. Two words in Hindi. Main, I, mera, mine. Main, mera. I and mine. Very subtle thing. I, ego. And mine, this mind brings attachment in our intellect. Its cause is attachment. It binds us. It causes many bondages in our life. And we have to become free from all bondages. We know when we will go back to our home, we have to leave everything behind here. Nothing, no physical thing will come with us, only spiritual power, only pure actions, only spiritual treasures will go with us. So work very deeply on this renunciation of I-ness and mine. You can see now from here, visualize your home, your account, your beautiful car, your jewelry, your beautiful dresses, your all Laukik treasures. Think. Now, they belong to me, but think this way. They are just to use. Just to use. They don't belong to me. One day, I will leave them here. These all things, worldly things are mortal, perishable. They came to me only to use, to enjoy. And this way, give training to yourself today. If I have this one beautiful thing, okay. Tomorrow, if I don't have this, okay, I enjoy. One man came to me. He asked one question. He wanted one suggestion from me. He said, I have seen a beautiful watch in the market. It cost $500,000 only. I want to buy this. I want your permission. First of all, I was laughing. Why do you need my permission? You are free. He is very wealthy person in Mumbai, very wealthy. I asked him, you can buy, you have lot of money. Then I asked him few questions, that if you don't buy this watch, what will happen? So he answered, that my mind goes again and again there, even in dreams. Oh, I have put on that beautiful watch with jewels and gems. So then I suggested, you can buy. And he became happy. And he was now in Shantivan for Baba. I asked him, where is your watch? I want to see. 500,000 watch. I want to see. It gives right time or not? So he answered, I did not buy. This was just psychology. If I would have told him, don't buy, his mind would be going again and again. But I said, yes, you can buy. His mind became silent. So we have to train ourselves, nothing belongs to me. A true Rajyogi is one who is in such a stage, nothing belongs to me, then Baba will belong to me. Then only with true heart we would say, my Baba, and we would experience that it's true, Baba belongs to me. So I and my. If we renounce these things, it is not the matter of a day, that today I renounce I and mine. It will take years and years. Now we should not get frustrated to know that still it is not going. It will go slowly and slowly, slowly and slowly. But if attention is there, if we are aware of our I and mine, then our life will become very divine. Our thoughts will become very pure. Third renunciation. Renunciation, it's on the basis of Baba's Murli, renunciation of body consciousness. This is also a tapasya and renunciation. So again and again, we have to practice, I am not this body. I am the master of this body. Fourth one, renunciation of unnecessary desires. Next one, renunciation of impure desires. You can understand it. Unnecessary desires, waste desires. I need this, I need this, I want this, always demand. No, I need nothing. Full contentment, such life. I need nothing, no demand in the life. I achieved everything. Oh Baba, after achieving you, I have achieved everything. I am fully content. This wires must come up from our true heart. Is it right? I achieved everything. So no lokic desire of achieving so many things from the market, and no impure desires. Very subtle renunciation is renunciation of expectations. Everyone has to work on this, on subtle level. We all have got so many expectations from others. A student will expect many things from the teacher. Teacher will expect many things from student. Children from mother, father from children. Expectations from human beings, they weaken the soul. They make the soul very weak, because then all the time we will remain dependent on others. Our happiness will go in the hands of others. Our stage will remain in the hands of others. We will become like beggar all the time. If we are expecting many things from others, it means we are beggars all the time. We are asking, give me this, give me love, give me respect, talk to me this way, don't talk to me this way, give me this, give me that. No, I need nothing, I am the best over. So if we are in good self-respect, automatically these things don't attract us. They become minor, nothing. This way, we have to become the embodiment of renunciation. Do you like? Last renunciation, I think these will become eight. Renunciation of negative feelings, revengeful attitude, anger for others. And many souls have negative feelings to others. Many have revengeful attitudes towards others. Anger, subtle anger towards others. And these things spoil our happiness. They make us very weak. Anger is our biggest enemy. We can say, for yogis, anger and ego are the biggest enemy. If we want to enjoy powerful yoga, we must renounce, we must give full attention to our anger and ego. So this way, we will have to work. Baba Brahma, I give you an example. Baba's room was very old in Madhuban. And now this room was built up again. It was decorated. But when Baba was here, this room was very simple. In rainy season, many times water used to come inside. So, the children at that time always asked Baba, Baba, you should go in new room. We have built up many rooms now. You can live there. Baba answered, no. Baba is old man, so Baba will remain in old house. New rooms are built up for you children. One of Baba's child brought a new carpet for Baba's room. And he requested Baba, Baba, I would be very happy if you use this carpet in your room. Baba saw him and just to please him, he used his carpet for 3-4 days in his room. And as soon as that person went to his city, Baba told children, Baba is old man. This new carpet is for you children. Take it in your own room. Such renunciation, fatherly feeling, motherly feeling, he used to give to everyone. Nothing for self. I want to tell you one thing about Baba. I don't know you know it or not. Baba and Mama both used to go every night to each and every child. When they were going to sleep, Baba used to go in their bedroom, used to say, "Good night, sweet child, do you need anything? You are happy? Would you enjoy good sleep?" Baba used to give love this way, used to put his hand here. Such love he gave to all children in Sakar. So we have to follow Baba's renunciation. Very simple. Many times, although I was very young, 18, 19 years old, I used to see Baba in ordinary form and used to think, used to talk to myself, "See this great Brahma, how simple he is. If worldly people will see this man and we tell them he is Brahma, Prajapita, Brahma, father of Kalpatri, what would they say? This man, such ordinary, such a simple person, is Brahma." No. But he was, we know, first number soul of this world drama, the greatest person in this world, great personality. And when Brahma Baba used to enter history hall, see, Baba entered his body and he was about to enter from the gate in history hall and used to give drashti for 5 seconds, and we all experience as if a powerful current is spread in whole. All became active, alert. A powerful current, just as you might have heard when Swami Vivekananda gave his lecture of 3 minutes in America, Chicago. So as soon as he spoke these words, "Oh my brothers and sisters of America," so audience experienced a current is spread in whole. And many stood up, starting, "Oh yes, once more, once more." They became very happy, excited. More than that were the feelings, were the vibrations of Baba. So he was the great yogi. The thing which attracted me right from the beginning, his deep tapasya. I remember many times, it was June 68. Baba was sitting in his hut in garden. That garden was very beautiful at that time. Not like now. It was most beautiful, real garden. Inside that garden was a simple hut. Not this hut, very simple. Baba was sitting there. It was evening 6 o'clock, 6:30. I was standing outside and was experiencing as if the ocean of peace is sitting there. The vibrations of deep silence were going to entire world from there. A wonderful attraction, a sweet attraction I experienced that day. So Baba, the great yogi, in Indian mythology, there are many stories about Brahma, and one thing is very common in all stories, that when a person reached to Brahma, he found, he noticed, that Brahma was sitting in meditation, deep meditation. So he was a constant yogi. And we know, without the power of renunciation, no one can become perfect yogi. We need the power of renunciation. We need the renunciation of narrowness of mind. We need the renunciation of many waste thoughts. We can say that many times we create waste thought. Waste thought don't enter our mind, we create them. Am I right? We create them. We have to renounce this habit. And secret behind is that if we create elevated thoughts, our mind will become free from waste thinking. So we have to improve this nature of creating elevated thoughts in our mind. This is the best and the wonderful of human nature. And we must know that we all have got creative energy. Our mind always ready to create good thoughts. Just we have to improve this habit. Make it your nature. And we Brahmins are so fortunate. Every morning from Murli we get so many elevated thoughts. In world, in Laukik life of the Laukik people, they don't have any good thoughts in the morning. As soon as they get up, they start working. They see same tension again. They have to face again same problems. So their beginning of the day starts from negativity. And our beginning of day starts with God's meeting. We are so fortunate. So, get full benefit, take avail of this beautiful nature of mind, that mind is ready, mind enjoy creating elevated thoughts all the time. It will end many problems from our life. So you can keep 1-2 thoughts every day in your mind. Beautiful thought, elevated thoughts, thoughts of happiness, thoughts of intoxication, thoughts of power. Just as I share one of my beautiful experience right from the beginning, one line from Babaji Murli, Sakar Murli, I heard in 67-68. And that version gave me lot of enjoyment. A lift in the subject of yoga. What was that version? Listen that line. Baba was saying, "Oh sweet children, you had been for 2500 years with deities. You enjoyed the company of deities for half a kalp in the beginning. Then, 2500 years, you had been with human beings. You experienced negative or positive company of human beings. Now is the time. Be with me. Be with me. Enjoy my company." So I used to remember this again and again, again and again, that I had been for years and years with deities. Now is the time to be with the Supreme, to enjoy His Supreme Bliss, to enjoy this great thing, great company, greatest company, which we achieve once in our life. So such beautiful thoughts will give lift to us and will help us to make us successful yogi. For becoming successful yogi, if our base foundation is strong, we can enjoy powerful yoga. For becoming powerful yogi, I am sharing one experience all the time in front of double foreigners, and that is in the morning. When you get up, first 10 minutes of our life are most important minutes, 10 minutes only. If you charge yourself at that time, charge yourself with elevated thoughts, with thoughts of happiness, your yoga will become powerful, your life will become successful, your life will become free from problems. So I suggest to you one beautiful thing. This is most beautiful. I don't know which word I should use. Just as soon as you wake up in the morning, I am Master Almighty. Remember it 21 times. It will take only 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes. I am Master Almighty. If you remember it again and again with feelings, I am, it's truth. Not just repeating the mantra, but it's true that I am Master Almighty. God has given me all of His powers. The power of Almighty are working with me. I am the embodiment of all powers of God. So 21 times, I am Master Almighty. By doing this practice, our subconscious mind will become most powerful. Now you must know this secret. So our subconscious mind became most powerful, and when our subconscious mind is powerful and active at that time, then remember any good thought for your life you want. Just as, suppose, you feel sometime unhappiness in life. So after remembering 21 times, I am Master Almighty, then create thought, I am the most happy person in the world. 7 times. I am most happy person in the world. And you will experience from that moment your happiness will increase day by day. Second example. Suppose you experience that you easily get tense. Tension comes easily in your mind. So same technique you have to use. I am Master Almighty 21 times. And at the end 7 times, I am stress free. My life is stress free. My mind is stress free. I am very light. I am very happy. And you will enjoy same life all day. Suppose you don't experience success in your life. The same technique. 21 times, I am Master Almighty. Then 7 times, success is my birthright. Success is my birthright. I am a successful person. I am a successful yogi. Success is always to my feet. Success has become my shadow. Think this way. And unsuccess will change into success. You have to experience it. So this way, you can solve all of your problems. I give you one practical example. Suppose, a practical example. One lady came to me and ask about her problem that her husband is not happy with her. What to do? I just taught her, in the morning when you wake up, remember 7 times only, I am Master Almighty. And then, see your husband as a soul and keep this thought, this soul is my good friend. The soul is my good friend. My husband is very loving to me. He is very great. He is the child of God. And what happened? Just in 3 days, the behavior of his husband was changed. they became sweet to her. So this is such a power we have to use in the morning 10 minutes. Never think, now I would say destroy this thought forever that I am not a good yogi. For 7 days you can practice in the morning for 7 times each day. I am a good yogi. I am a successful yogi. My mind is stable. I am a good yogi. I am successful yogi. My mind is very stable. And you will enjoy good yoga. I would say one more thing. Yoga actually is very easy. But practice will make it more easy. We don't practice. We say, "Why you don't enjoy yoga?" No. One suggestion, 3 times in a day, only 3 times, for 10 minutes each time, you have to sit down for yoga. Fix up these 3 timings. Only 3. For 10 minutes. And what you have to do? Once, practice just visualization. Only visualization. Visualize soul. Visualize your angelic form. Visualize almighty in soul world. Just 3 things. Soul, angelic form, and Shiva Baba. Just in 10 minutes. Do it. Do it 50 times. Not for one minute in the beginning. Start from 5 seconds. 5 seconds soul, 5 seconds angelic form, for 5 seconds Shiva Baba. Then 10 seconds. 10 seconds 10 times. And then you will experience that concentration has become very good. Second 10 times, 10 minutes. Second time, 10 minutes. Practice 5 forms. You know 5 forms? Practice them 5 times. You will enjoy very much. Mind will become full of happiness, enjoyment, ecstatic feeling. Supersensuous joy will be experienced. Third 10 minutes. Keep in your mind, I have to spread the vibrations of purity and might in my home. And practice 2 practices. For 5 minutes, I am an angel of purity. And from Baba, pure energy is coming down to me, spreading in my home. You can repeat this thought 5 times in 5 minutes. Creating thought is important. If you don't create the thought, mind will slip here and there. It will stumble here and there. Second 5 minutes, I am Master Almighty. From Almighty Baba, the rays of might are coming to me, spreading in my home. 3 times every day. Can you do? Can you do? Will you do? Once evening, night, once before going to job, once in the morning. You can fix up your own timing, service. So if our yoga is powerful, automatically service will come behind us. We need not to run after service, let service come behind us. Automatically, service will come to your door, to your home. People will come to you, we want to learn Raj Yoga, please, please teach us, they will request. You need not to request them, oh brother and sister, come to us, learn Raj Yoga. They will come to you. And this way, service will become easy. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, thank you very much.